Chapter 27, The List, 2024. Woo, 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 woo. I could easily pick and choose from any list, but I'm not talking about any list. I'm not talking about any list. I'm talking about the list. Any list is kind of like needing, any list would be like, you know, needing four tires on my truck and getting two because I don't feel like waiting. Or a half a tank of gas, same reason. I'll never buy the other two tires until it's too late. And that could be bad and impatiently stopping at a half a tank of gas when 3 minutes later it'll be full. Really? Yeah, I've done it, and so have you. What is the list? The list is people, places, and things that God has blessed me with, and I am tasked with taking care of all of that every minute of every day and night. Blessed. Tremendous responsibility. Blessed. Blessed. Tremendous responsibility. Trusted by God to manage all of that and myself in the process. Can I do it? No. Help me do it. He helps me do it because I can't do it. I'm not capable of doing it myself without God. The task is too great. Revelations 3, 6, 8. To the angel of the church of Philadelphia write, these are the words of him who is holy and true and holds the key of David. What he opens, no man can shut, and what he shuts, no man can open. No, kids, I am not talking about just any list. I'm talking about the list. Or, of course, I could just not feel like doing it. I could just not feel like doing it. Like any other list, I can just make the list every other list, right? If I have a mind to, I can pick and choose what to do. What bills to pay, what bills to collect, or what machinery to service or not, what food to eat, only my favorites, who to terminate, and my personal views on why, what to tell my spouse, give or take the truth, and when to go to work if necessary. If I do all that at my leisure, what God and under the power of my own free will, if I do all that at my leisure without God and under the power of my own free will, I'll blow it eventually. I'll blow it, period. I'll put everything God has given me at risk. Every one of you on this phone knows what I mean. Do it your way and you'll put everything in your life at risk. At one point or another, it's all on the table. You've put it all on black, all on red. You're ready to risk it all. Well, you've already risked it all. I need to take care of what needs to be taken care of. Correctly all the time, anytime, not sometime. If I decide what is fair and not fair, if I decide what is fair and what is not fair, good or not good, a gift or a trap. Oh my God, that's a big one. Oh my God in heaven, pray that I don't do that. That's a big one. Decide if it's a gift or a trap myself. If I decide what is a blessing or a trap, a curse or a gift, oh my God in heaven. I pray for you and me and all of us here for from now and forever. What God, without God, making those calls, without God, super bad. Things I'll design in my life and the lives of those around me. Oh my goodness, bad things I'll design in my life and the lives of those around me. If I make the call on what is a gift and what is a trap myself without the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 1, 17, 8. I ask the glorious Father and God of our Lord Jesus Christ to give you his Spirit. The Spirit will make you wise and let you understand what it means to know God. My prayer is that light will flood your hearts and you will understand the hope given to you when God chose you. Then you will discover the glorious blessings that will be yours together with all God's people. Do what needs to be done. Is it that easy? No, it's not that easy. Commitment must be in place. Will I go to the doctor every year? No, not unless I prioritize the occasion. Insurance, follow-up, sales, collections, read the Bible, walk and talk with God every day. Will I do it? No, not without commitment and not without God's help specifically. Left on my own, I will fail tasks preordained by God. An anointing given by the hand of God to me on a list he created for me before time itself. Let me say that sentence with you in it. Left on your own. You will fail tasks preordained by God. An anointing given by the hand of God to you, for you, on a list he created with you before time itself. With you in mind before time itself. Oh, my goodness sakes alive. That's a lot of things to say, Patty boy. Oh, yeah, it is, huh? Before I was a believer, did I have a list? Yeah, an extensive list, man. Was it an essential list? Yeah. What's the difference then and now? The list is ordained in the Holy Spirit. It's never hit and miss. Might be harder some days than others, but it is never hit and miss. Before Jesus, hit and miss was the normal percentage for any given effort, wasn't it? Bat, hit and miss, give it a shot, give it my best shot. My best is never good enough, I tell you all the time. It'll put me in jail. I need to do better than my best. Before Jesus, hit and miss was the normal percentage for any given effort. Better than my best in the list, doing the list, God's directives today. Now that has a yield. By the way, that list is just for today. To be done by you. Not anybody else, to be done by you. So what exactly is on the list? The list is the all-important, quintessential, non-negotiable, must be done absolutely this very day, no exceptions, no excuses, thinking time included. Ah, yes. A requirement includes prayer, meditation, and reading, thinking time, a vital part of preparation before battle, before tasks to be done. Einstein used to sit in a chair for days and think. Well, I'm not Einstein, and neither are you. My thinking time, however, is just as important to me as it was for him. And I'm thinking to myself, maybe if he had had God in that thinking, he wouldn't have had to sit there for days. Maybe he would have had it already. I don't know. I can't say that. It's just the theory on my part, right? But I do know I'm not Einstein, and neither are you. My thinking time is just as important to me as it was for him. But in my thinking time, I'm talking to God. Jesus spent a lot of time alone praying, preparing, perhaps like you and me, planning with God, the great tactician, Lord of Lords, King of Kings. What was he probably doing? Oh, John said something about giving your dignity. He's probably installing dignity in you on about the hard things you're going to do where everybody would want to strip you of your dignity, but they cannot do that because that dignity is given to you by God. Remember that always. Matthew 11:25. At that time, Jesus declared, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. Who's the little children? That would be you. He's hidden these things from the wise and understanding, everybody that thinks they're so smart. Be careful of that one, right? Right. You want to win, right? You want to succeed, right? You want to be what he meant you to be, right? Well, we seem to have opinions on that. Well, I can say generally across the board, what he wants me to be is better than whatever I think I want to be. Think about that. Think about that. How do I discover the original blueprint for me? Do the list. All of it, no excuses, no good reasons not to, just get it done. And he'll help you. Never you mind about the time it takes. You'll never run out of time. Not with his list. You'll get it done. He'll get you done and back home for dinner. However, my heart has to be in the right place for a daily relationship with the Master. For all that to happen, my heart's got to be in the right place. Luke 16:10, one who is faithful in very little is also faithful in much. And one who is dishonest in very little is also dishonest in much. Yeah, keep the old heart in the right place. Things that need to be done, things that absolutely do not need to be done, need to be left alone. Very important phrase. Do not do what is not on the list. Leave the old ways behind. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here. Ta-da! Hey, you know, one time the joke is a kid, pastor asked the kid, what was the first thing Jesus said when he got out of the tomb? The first thing. Nobody knew what they said. So a little kid raised her hand in the back and he goes, oh, wow, come up here, little girl. What is it? Got her in front of the congregation, said, what was the first thing that Jesus said when he rose from the dead? And this little girl raised up her hands and said, ta-da. Come on, that was my joke for the day. Okay. Now look, if the kids didn't clean the dishes, what about the list? The new creation. What's the new creation here? The kids didn't clean the dishes? You clean the dishes. Be grateful you have dishes. If the employee didn't fill out the paperwork, you fill out the paperwork. Be grateful you have paperwork. Completion, solutions, transitions, updates, deliveries, information retrieval, personal business items, financial, produce, deliver, collect, cash flow, quality control, peacemaker, butler, maid, Bible student, and prayer warrior. Who is that? You. Believe me, friends, life is not about options. It's about obedience. What was that?
What was that you said? Why, that sounds like heresy.
Heresy to an idiot. Believe me, friends, life is not about options. It's about obedience. But you got the option to disobey, don't you? So repeat that sentence over and over again. Life is not about option. It's about obedience. Responsibility to remind me of the people, places, and things in my life. Forget about money, property, and prestige. God is more than all that. Forget about it. Forget about money, property, and prestige. God is more than all that. Do not stop moving for any reason. Keep pushing, balancing life and all things to be done. Idleness or retirement is time wasting. I'm saying it again. Oh, I speak in heresy, that man. By the world, maybe. Idleness or retirement is time wasting. I need a break, and when I retire, I need to relax. Baloney. It's all wasting time. If the devil can't make you sin, he'll waste your time. I say it over and over again. If the devil can't make you sin, he'll waste your time. Don't let that happen. 2 Corinthians 11. But I'm afraid that just as Eve was deceived by the serpent's cunning, your minds may somehow be led astray from your sincere and pure devotion to Christ. Moses didn't retire, neither did David, Isaac, or any of the apostles. Rock and roll until you get there with a capital T, and then let the band slam into the enemy as it is written will happen in the second coming. Get on the stick and rock and roll with the life that he has given you for all eternity. Let's talk about It'll Do Lou. Let's talk about It'll Do Lou, that mythical character that I made up. It'll Do Lou. Does the job halfway and never misses an opportunity to complain. Be not that person. Excuses are for losers. Proverbs 16:5. Everyone who is arrogant in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Be assured they will not go unpunished. Everyone who is arrogant in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Be assured they will not go unpunished. Thomas Jefferson, third U.S. president, drafter, and signer of the Declaration of Independence, says, God who gave us life gave us liberty. And can the liberties of a nation be thought secure when we have removed their only firm basis, a conviction in the mind of the people that these liberties are of the gift of God, that they are not to be violated but with his wrath? Indeed, I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, that his justice cannot sleep forever. That is notes on the state of Virginia. Query. And I believe it was the 18th, query 18th, on page 237. Isaiah 1:19, if you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Everybody's asking, do the Democrats know what they did wrong? What was missing? What happened? Why did all that happen? Nobody's mentioned it. You know what it is? It's pretty easy. They were without God. Trump, at his worst, had a Bible in his hand and gave God the glory. At his worst, he gave God the glory. When I look back on those that failed in turnaround, they called themselves rule breakers. Ragers against the machine. Rebels, I tell ya. Unfortunately, a rebel against the list was fatal to the company and ultimately the family. What's the yield of such actions? Right now, you're on the phone. You're in the middle of all the stuff. You're in the middle of it. What if you decide not to do it? It ends in irresponsible, immature, and uninformed directives robbed that will rob you of a beautiful life day by day. What happened to those folks that quit at the wrong time? Bit by bit in a horrible, slow, methodical taking apart of God's promises for them. God's gift not realized. Will they ever know it? No. Will they argue it to the floor? Yes. Will they have their company? No. Will they have their freedom of life and the promises God gave them? Not as much. I've been doing this job a long time. Listen to what I'm saying. This isn't my opinion. I've seen it with my own eyes. Perseverance is key. You don't want God's gift not realized, where you can say, well, it wouldn't have happened. That would have never happened. It was never going to happen. Baloney. You have no idea. All things are possible with God. Perseverance is key. Dedication and commitment to the Lord. Common sense is not so common. And stupid is very, very expensive. Tell it to your children. Ralph Waldo Emerson, without ambition. Here is what Ralph Waldo Emerson says. Without ambition, one starts nothing. Without work, one finishes nothing. Without ambition, one starts nothing. Without work, one finishes nothing. The prize will not be sent to you. You have to win it. The prize will not be sent to you. You have to win it. We often miss the opportunity because it's dressed in overalls and looks like work. That was a great one from Thomas Edison. I love that one. Diligence is on the list. For me, before a real relationship with Christ, I had no true edge. I thought I did, but I didn't, other than a bad attitude and a life in peril. I called out and I got my answer. John 14:6. I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. That pretty much says it. I'm not going to get anything good without Jesus. What's that? You mean anything, Pat? Without Jesus? Are you saying that you have? Yes, I am saying that without Jesus, it's a mess for anyone and all of us. I have mentioned compressing time. Creating enough time to get the job when it is humanly impossible. Compressing time. Creating enough time to get the job done when it is humanly impossible. That's an experience enjoyed by those who follow the list. It really happens. It really happens. Enough time is done when it's humanly impossible. Enough time to get it all done. Happened in the Bible. Joshua prayed for the Lord to give him more time. Compressed time. The Lord granted the prayer. Joshua 10:13-14. So the sun stood still and the moon stopped till the nation avenged itself on its enemies. As it is written in the book of Jashar, the sun stopped in the middle of the sky and delayed going down about a full day. So Joshua could finish the battle in the daylight. Whoa. Will he do that for me and you? Hey. When I'm working his list, his will be done. Will he do that for me and you? That and much more. When you're working his list, his will be done. Pray to him and write a miracle, baby. Pray to him and write a miracle. Matthew 19:26, Jesus looked at them and said, with man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Psalm 119:18, open my eyes that I may see wondrous things from your law. Psalm 119:24, your testimonies also are my delight and my counselors. Preparation prior to miracles. Prayer and fasting, something to think about. Reading the word. Well, you'll notice prayer is listed first on the list. Miracles work better in obedience. You and I are on his list. You and I are on his list. Do you have any idea how the Lord could use you if you allow the potter's hand to form you? Can you imagine what he's going to do with you? Psalm 119:15. I will meditate on your precepts and contemplate your ways. Read the word, man. What are the precepts? Read the word. We serve a powerful God. How much more will I understand, comprehend, and employ if I listen and do his work? He is with you on an impossible journey made possible in a perfect map given to you, revealed each and every day, called the list. John 10:28. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one. Who is he saying that to? He's either saying that to somebody he's facing, or he's saying that in front of someone who is behind him. Be the person that is behind the master as he tells that to the masses. They are behind me. You can't get them, buddy boy. So either you rock and roll and get behind me, or as you face me, you will fall. Oh, yeah. At the end of the day, the enemies of the Lord fall completely, totally, catastrophically. John 10:28, I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hands. He says that so you hear, and whoever he's talking to, so they hear. The list is as much to do as it is what not to do. Clearly, in obedience, he will guide you to do swiftly and correctly, safely and effectively. Again, what is the list? Psalm 119:30. I have chosen the way of truth. Your judgments I have laid before me. That is the list. Do you think you're going to be able to know that without him? Of course not. Ask him. He's with you right there. He'll give you the next thing to do right now. Any chance you won't hear him? No. Any chance you'll be stubborn and not want to do it? Yeah, of course. Any chance you'll argue the point and say that's not really what's happening and keep praying? Of course. But if your heart is in the right place, not so much. Everything, absolutely everything that needs to be done today, right now, because I get to do it, my friends. I get to do it. I don't have to do anything. I get to do it by the grace and mercy of a loving God, because truly I deserve none of it. I deserve none of it. And yet he gives me this list every day to try again to do his will. Do it. Ride a miracle, baby. Ride a miracle. Pray to him and ride a miracle. You know good and well when you're doing what you want. When you want to do that, nothing else. You just want to do what you want to do. You know when you're doing that. Start in the morning with the word and prayer. Start in the morning with the word and prayer. Number one miracle right there. Right after getting out of bed, number one miracle. And after that, it's one miracle after the next. They come in bundles. With your name on them, like a Christmas package with your name on it. Every day they come in bundles. Do the list and watch what happens. Isaiah 55:11. So shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. So shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose and succeed in the thing for which I sent it. Come on, get in the word. See what it is. See what it is. What do I say? Get in, take a ride with the master, open that 57 Chevy. He comes up with a 327 blown out. He says, get in and ride with the king. Proverbs 11:25, a generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. It's on the list. Chapter 27, the list 2024. You're on it. You're on it. Amen. John, let's get these folks going.